Tom Weber on NPR News. Parents of girls, do you plan to enroll your daughter in Boy Scouts next year? Last month, the Boy Scouts of America announced that girls will be able to join the Cub Scouts next year. There'll also be a program for older girls that will use the same curriculum as the Boy Scouts. And I want to know your thoughts. All scouting alums, current scouts, parents, what do you think? 1-800-242-2828, 651-227-6000. You can tweet me at WeberTom1. And please don't call or text if you're driving. My first guest to talk about this is Kent York, who's Director of Communications at the Northern Star Council. That's the organization that oversees the Boy Scouts in 21 Minnesota and 4 Wisconsin counties, and that includes the Twin Cities area. Kent, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's also clarify, there are, I believe, situations right and even now before this new policy takes effect where girls are included in Boy Scout activities. Explain that.
Correct. We have a venturing program, which started 2 decades ago, that has young men and women ages 14, high school age, 14 mm-hmm. through 20. And also that predates that back into the 70s is our exploring program, which is young men and women who are learning about careers such as law enforcement, people you see that look too young to be cops, they're not carrying weapons. Those are law enforcement explorers, and that's been co-ed since the 70s.
So why do this? Why expand this to what is now the more, what we think of as the more traditional, you know, the den mother meeting at the house and the Cub Scout meetings?
It's really market-driven. This is what our parents, the families of kids in our entry point programs are saying today. Kindergarten, first grade, youth, and their parents are saying, we want a one-stop shop, one place where we can go, where parents are stressed. They have a lot of different things they're trying to do. And meetings now take place in the evenings and on weekends rather than just like right after school as they did in the 1930s.
So, and we're going to talk to the Girl Scouts here in a few minutes as well. Does that mean that the Girl Scouts are doing something wrong or aren't doing something?
This is all about opportunity and options. Mm-hmm. It's a chance for families who our research shows there are people who say that scouting is a great thing, but it's not for families like mine because they are just too busy. They can't send their daughter one way, their son another way. Camp is huge for us, and they want to be able to go to camp with their whole family. And so we've been expanding those types of opportunities. So this will address a particular market segment. We hope that it'll help expand our reach, and we support all programs for young people.
Is this at all an economic division? Is this at all looking at the history of the Boy Scouts and realizing you've been limiting your potential size of the pie by 50% for your entire history, and so you just need members and revenue?
We're an organization committed to positive youth development, and anything we can do to help expand that to more young people, we're all about.
What's the societal reason when you think about how girls and boys develop? I mean, in other words, finish the sentence. This is the logical next step for the Boy Scouts because
we teach boys to respect, to help other people at all times. And by working with girls on some projects, service projects, working together toward a common goal, they learn to respect one another, to work together, to celebrate what each gender can bring.
Why not just have the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts merge? I know that's not your decision. I know that's not a decision you get to make, but why not do that?
Well, our organization controls what it can control. Mm-hmm. And so we do have the opportunity to expand, and we're going to do that. We collaborate with the Girl Scouts. We have a great Girl Scout Council here in the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. and we've supported them. We'll continue to do so. We actually had Girl Scout joining information in all of our recruiting materials this year, and it's on our website, and it will continue to be so.
This is Kent York I'm talking to from the Northern Star Council, the organization that oversees Boy Scouts here in 21 counties in Minnesota, 4 in Wisconsin. This includes the Twin Cities. So if you've ever been a Boy Scout here in the Twin Cities, it was through the Northern Star Council, although I think there was a merger a few years back. We don't have to get into that history. But anyway, I just want to know what you think of this idea that starting next year, girls will be allowed to join the Boy Scouts. And it'll start at the Cub Scout level. There'll be programs for older girls as well. 1-800-242-2828, 651-227-6000. And are you changing the name of the organization, or will it still be the Boy Scouts of America?
To be determined.
To be determined. An interesting answer. I think in the initial news stories, it was they were not going to change, but obviously we'll see what happens.
But it's not going to be implemented for the older youth program until 2019. So there's there's a lot of time, and we're working out those details to make it as positive as possible.
Let's go to Deb in Mankato. Deb, what do you think? What are your thoughts on this today?
Hi there. I used to work for a council office, and I have to say I was just as much of a scout as most of the males, if not more, in the office. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. And I believe that the values of all, the scouts teach is both universal for both boys and girls. And, you know, working like for an Eagle Scout project, that kind of thing, the males get a benefit when they go into the military, where the girls don't, you know.
You're saying that because there's a program called Eagle Scout, if you've been through that and you become an Eagle Scout, that that's a natural precursor to joining the military and being in a good position.
Well,
there.
You get a benefit for that because you get a one up in a rank because you have that history.
Mm-hmm. And so you're all for it. You're all for it then for young women to
I'm
be able to do that.
I'm all for it because they you know, women like to do the outdoor stuff and learning all the orienteering and the canoeing, camping, whatever, mm-hmm. just as much. I mean, yeah. Some girls don't, some girls do, but in the same way, boys. Some boys don't like to go, some, you know, boys do. So why limit it to just boys?
Thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate the thought. We're taking your calls as well, 1-800-242-2828. And just to clarify what Deb said, the longer-term program, I believe, the one that goes into effect in 2019, that will allow young ladies then to become Eagle Scouts, right?
The requirements they'll have to fulfill will be the same as boys do. They can exhibit the same leadership qualities, do the same types of service projects. All those sorts of things will be the same.
Why would a girl join the Boy Scouts when the cookies are better over at the Girl Scouts?
I don't know, but they might want to. We do a lot of Dutch oven and outdoor cooking and mm-hmm. solar cooking, so maybe we could cook our own.
Cook your own cookies?
Maybe.
Oh, I don't know. The Thin Mints are pretty good. But it's kind of a joke there. But what is it that you would offer? What is it that the Boy Scout experience offers? And yes, I know I'm comparing it to the Girl Scouts, and you may want to stray away from that a little bit, but what is it that the Boy Scout experience offers and then therefore would offer girls that the Girl Scout experience doesn't?
Well, I don't know that it doesn't, but what the Boy Scout experience does offer is we have a strong, strong presence on the outdoors and camping. More than 70% of our scouts who are ages between 5th grade and 18 spend a week at summer camp. Mm-hmm. So that's an integral part of our organization. And even at the younger levels, we have winter camping, summer camping, year-round, the outdoor emphasis and the chance to do experiential education, learn by doing, try new things. That's what the Boy Scout program is all mm-hmm. about, plus the element of service, helping other people at all times. That's part of our oath and law.
Let's take some calls here. Valerie in Roseville. What do you think, Valerie, about this?
Well, I have to true confession here. I'm a lifetime Girl Scout.
Very good.
And just had the 50th anniversary of our troop that began as Brownies.
Oh, very good.
And
congratulations.
I will say that the programs between Boy and Girl Scouts are really quite similar. They have legacy together, and Girl Scouts is a global movement. What I'm finding in this discussion that's really important to consider is there are so few opportunities for all-girl organization opportunities where girls plan, lead, and do it on their own. So building your own campfire, looking to pitch your own tent, exploring careers, supporting each other in a safe environment gives girls confidence and the opportunity to really grow and explore. They have plenty of opportunities to mix it up with boys throughout their mm-hmm. Lifetimes. And this is one thing that really makes a difference in their success over the long term. I mean, you can earn the equivalent of the Eagle Award, the Gold Award in Girl Scouts. There are just so many opportunities. And to have supportive leaders, while anyone can lead in Girl Scouting, it's common to have female leaders. And they just serve as one more role model, one more support structure to encourage girls to explore and engage and really really grow into mature, responsible, and contributing members of our society.
Valerie, thanks so much. Very well put. I appreciate the call. And I'm sure, Kent, that that's an argument you've heard, that especially when you think about the development of young people, it's going to be different for girls and boys. So let's let them have their Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and keep them separate.
Well, and it's an optional experience. There are Boy Scout troops that will remain exactly as they are. That's certainly their call. For girls looking for an all-girl, strictly experience, Girl Scouts is a great option. This gives one more option for young people and their families to decide what is going to be best for their kids.
So are you trying to navigate the idea here that there's an impression that this is a zero-sum game, that if you allow girls to join, then they will completely be devoid of the Girl Scout experience?
Folks who do believe that, and that's not what we believe. We believe, as an organization, we're serving less than 10% of the market right now. There are families out there who say scouting is great, but not for families like mine. By this change, we are opening the opportunities, and we expect, we hope, we're looking forward to expanding beyond that percentage.
That was actually something that the president of the Girl Scouts said, I believe, before this decision was made to the president of the Girl Scouts, writing to the president of the Boy Scouts saying, I formally request that your organization, so this is saying your organization being the Boy Scouts, stay focused on serving the 90% of American boys who are not currently participating in Boy Scouts. The point there from that line in that letter is to say, you don't have hardly any of the pie among boys. Why expand into girls when there's still so much of the boys' market to capture?
And that goes back to the whole question of being market-driven. Part of the reason we're not serving all of those is because families are busy. We have a lot of single-parent families and others who just can't afford to approach a youth organization the way they did in the 1930s.
Let's go back to the phones here. We're talking with Kent York, who's with the Northern Star Council, the Boy Scouts of America. We'll be hearing from the Girl Scouts here as well in a few moments. Jeff is in St. Louis Park. What do you think, Jeff?
Hi. Well, I'm very much in favor of girls being the Boy Scouts. Also support Girl Scouts, but having been a Boy Scout leader for many years, a Boy Scout myself, and my wife being a Girl Scout leader for 7 years, I can tell you that they're structured very, very different programs. I won't go into the details, but let's face it, Girl Scouts was created before women could even vote. And we're the only country in the world, other than a couple of strict Muslim countries, that do not have this co-ed at all levels. And I found that out a few years ago at Philmont, which is a great scout ranch in northern New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And there were all these women there, and a lot of them were running the joint. And I found out they're either from venture crews or from other countries where they don't have Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. They just have scouting.
Jeff, thanks so much for the call. Is he right that in other countries
it's more
like that?
Yes, he is correct. There are very few countries that have it segregated. And even in our own Northern Star Council, we hire 500 seasonal camp staff. 200 of those camp staff are young women.
I did get an email noting that the point that Valerie was making in Roseville about how there is an Eagle Scout comparison, it's called the Gold Star in Girl Scouts, that they also do. I got an email saying I'm almost positive that the Gold Star girls, the women, do get a higher rank as well when they enter the military.
Yes, I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with that. I want to play, and we're taking your calls here as well at 1-800-242-2828. So we spoke to some scouts here in the Twin Cities, and their initial reaction was overall very positive. Many said they were excited by the news, but there were some concerns on how girls and boys will get along. So we're going to hear from a few boys here that my colleague Joe Erickson talked to. We'll start with Nico, who's 14 years old and part of Troop 45.
Some of our assistant scoutmasters are female, and it's been an event where all families are welcome, all of the family is welcome, so I don't think it'd be a significant change.
My name is Jacob Weinstein. I'm 18. I just aged out of Boy Scouts, but I am still the senior patrol leader for Gray Wolf National Youth Leadership Training Camp. Last year, we had a number of girls in leadership positions in the staff, and I think it worked well. There, of course, there might be some guy that has a problem with that, and what excites me is watching them learn to figure it out and realize that girls can be just as great at that sort of thing as guys.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey. I am 12. I'm a Boy Scout, part of Troop 100. I'm more of in between because if we have girls and boys in one troop, it would build more community and more communication. But I feel like if we did that, it would probably be more of we have to get used to each other, being together and as one family.
What reaction have you gotten, Ken, to this? Has it been mixed?
There has been some mixed reaction. There's been, I would say, demographically younger folks, younger families. Our kids, our camp staff have been generally more positive. Folks of my generation and beyond have been a little bit more negative, thinking of the way things used to be. And we're trying to listen very carefully to the voices of the families and the faces of the future.
Well, I want to thank you for coming. We're going to continue this conversation with a representative from the Girl Scouts, but Kent York from the Northern Star Council. Thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stay on the line and keep calling. We're continuing this conversation in a moment. 1-800-242-2828. Tom Weber at NPR News. Our next guest, Liana Tessem, who is the Capacity Building Director for the Girl Scouts River Valleys. That's the organization that oversees Girl Scout groups in southern Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. Thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
I'll have you sit just a little closer to the mic there. Just your initial thoughts here. This obviously was a decision by the Boy Scouts. You heard what Ken had to say. Just what's your initial thoughts on this decision?
Well, first of all, girls can do anything. You know, girls are strong, girls are resilient, and girls will find ways to be successful in whatever environment that they're in. But for over 100 years, Girl Scouts has always put girls first. And we have proof that Girl Scouts works. In Girl Scouts, everything that girls experience is delivered in a safe, all-girl, girl-led atmosphere, and we think that's really, really critical to a girl's success. We also think it's really important that girls get access to a variety of experiences, you know, leadership and advocacy, camping in the outdoors. We're also extremely committed to making sure girls have access to that, as well as STEM. I think the difference is we think it's our job at Girl Scouts not just to teach girls how to code, but how to prepare girls for the challenges that they might face as a female coder.
Let's take some calls here as well. We're hearing reaction from our audience. Back to the phones here. Nicole in Minneapolis. What do you think, Nicole?
Well, I am a 30-plus year Girl Scout. I have my Gold Award. I did earn that, which is the equivalent of the Eagle Scout.
Congrats.
And the thing that I have seen in my experience of 30 years of scouting is a shift from kind of more all-around activities to a more shift of the indoor activities. So the STEM and the business planning and how to be a businesswoman and executive. And I think the thing that I miss most is the outdoors activities. Because I'm a huge camper. I love helping troops who don't have experienced leaders who know how to camp to go with them and help them do those activities because it's hard to find. And that's what I think that they're missing. And from what I know, a lot of girls who like the Boy Scouts is, oh, well, they get to go outdoors and they get to camp.
Yeah.
And I think that's the piece that we're missing. And those are the girls that we're losing as the ones who want that outdoor piece. And it's finding leaders who can facilitate that. And sometimes I think it's the leadership that's lacking.
Thanks so much for the call there, Nicole. And that was something that actually a colleague of mine, we were talking about this here in the newsroom, and she says, when I was growing up, I was in Girl Scouts, but I really would have liked to, I wanted to be in the Boy Scouts. I wanted to go camping more. Yep. Is it just not enough outdoorsy stuff for some girls?
Sure. Well, like I was saying before, we feel like girls really need access to a variety of experiences and activities. Actually, last year here in Minnesota at River Valleys, over 3,000 of our girls attended camp. And that includes those traditional kind of camping activities, but it also included backpacking trips. We even last year actually held a trapeze camp for girls, and they loved it. So I think what's hard about that is girls really need access to a variety of things, but both organizations are really committed to making sure that youth have access mm-hmm. to outdoor and camp opportunities.
So is the issue, and I'm basically going to ask you the same question I asked Kent, is any concern that you have also economic, that if you lose girls to the Boy Scouts, sure. you'll be down yeah. members, you'll sure. be losing revenue.
Sure. Well, Girl Scouts at times has experienced a membership decline as well. Mm-hmm. So, but we are approaching that by investing time and energy and resources to understanding and engaging families and communities that have never had an opportunity to participate mm-hmm. before. So that's how we're reacting to a decline in our membership, is really committing resources to understanding those that haven't had access before.
What is the concern then, if it's not purely economical in your own, you know, revenue line? I mean, is there a concern on how girls develop as young sure. girls and then young yep. ladies yep. that you're measuring here and you're a part of?
Yep. Well, first of all, research actually indicates that both boys and girls really benefit from some access to a single gender environment. In an all-girl environment, girls are much more likely to raise their hand and speak up about things that they care about. They're more likely to take on a leadership role. They're also more likely to try activities that have been historically dominated by men and boys. Mm-hmm. We also know that girls at about fifth grade oftentimes experience a significant decline in self-esteem and self-confidence. And we believe that Girl Scouts provides that space where girls can get some support and try different activities and build their confidence. We also just know that Girl Scouts works. Right now, looking at the statistics, 50% of all business leaders are former Girl Scouts. 80% of female tech leaders were Girl Scouts. 76% of female U.S. senators were Girl Scouts. So we know that this works. We know that Girl Scouts helps to build the kind of leaders that our world needs.
Does it matter that in the Boy Scouts announcement, they're saying that at the youngest level, the Cub Scouts in those dens, they will actually all be single gender. You won't have co-ed dens. You'll have either all girl or all boy Cub Scout dens. Does that mm-hmm. matter?
I think what's important to recognize is that we have been committed to girls and learning how to support and provide environments and programming for girls for over 100 years. I think that's different.
Maybe I should just clarify, and I'll go back to the phones here in a moment. Are you uncategorically, or whatever the right adjective is, are you absolutely opposed to this idea, or are you simply taking this moment to express concerns, but in the long run, you're actually okay with the idea of sure. girls going into Boy Scouts?
Well, I think what's interesting is, you know, this Boy Scouts won't be the only competitor for girls. There's lots of different mm-hmm. opportunities and programs that compete for girls' time, and this will just be another one of those. But we still believe, and we're really confident in our program, and we're confident that Girl Scouts will continue to be a place that girls go to for opportunity and support.
Mm-hmm. Leanna Tessum with me from Girl Scouts River Valleys, which oversees Girl Scout groups in southern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. We're taking your calls at 1-800-242-2828. Jack in Duluth called and said, I'm a Boy Scout leader. I think this is a good thing for girls. Amanda in Edina says, I have a boy in the Scouts. I think the boys should be left in boy environments. Let's go to Ari, who's in Maple Grove. What do you think, Ari?
Hey, guys.
Go right ahead.
I was a Girl Scout growing up, and it was really, you know, it was a good experience, but my brother was also in Boy Scouts simultaneously, and I feel like I was always wanting to be doing what he was doing. And it seemed like he always had the more interesting outdoor experiences and camping and things like that. And, you know, that's just my opinion on it.
Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Nicole, who's in Rochester. Hi, Nicole. What are your thoughts here today?
Well, I was a Girl Scout growing up, and as a mother of boys now, I have to say I really love the direction that the Boy Scouts is going and being more accepting and tolerant of a whole array of things. If I had girls, though, I think I would be excited for the opportunity, but also I wouldn't want them to miss out on that, female bonding time. But also, because I have boys, I wonder if the Girl Scouts would ever be open to taking boys who are looking for a different experience like the Boy Scouts have.
Nicole, thanks for the question. Any thoughts? Are the Girl Scouts going to allow boys in as a retort?
Well, for over 100 years, our focus has been and will always be girls.
So that's not in the...
No.
It's not in the offing right now.
No.
I'm getting scolded a little, as I think is deserved, on Twitter for saying it's not just about... I made a cookie joke earlier. I think you heard that. We're not just about cookies. But for all the numbskulls in the room who don't understand what else there is in Girl Scouts besides cookies, give us an overview. What are the focuses of the Girl Scouts?
Yeah. First of all, cookies. I don't think a lot of people realize that cookies is really not about girls just selling cookies and raising money for their troops. That's really not what it's all about. The Girl Scout Cookie Program right now is the largest financial literacy program for girls in the world. The skills that girls are learning through selling cookies, they're developing market. And this is at a really young age. They're developing marketing plans. They're setting goals for their troops. They're practicing persistence, communication, all sorts of things. So I just want to say that cookies is not just about selling cookies. It's really about the skills that girls learn behind that. And also they earn lots of different, they earn a lot of money to raise to money for, they raise, they're able to earn proceeds that they can use to implement service projects in their community and to support their Girl Scout experience. So I also want to say that. But in Girl Scouts, I think what sets us apart is that we give girls opportunities to choose and to lead their own kind of leadership journey as a troop. We don't tell girls, here's what you need to do. We trust that and support their voice, that girl-led process, and we allow them to focus on what they're most interested in. We also at times challenge them to step outside that box and to try things that maybe they didn't feel comfortable trying before. But that's where that safe all-girls space is really, really important.
So you mentioned coding and work with STEM and things like that. So you're saying that with the troop, just for people to understand, that one troop might decide it amongst themselves wants to focus on coding. The other one may want to be focused on the outdoorsy stuff, et cetera, et cetera.
I think that there's times where troops focus on a lot of different things. And, you know, some years we have troops that and girls that maybe identify an issue in their community that they're really concerned about. And they want to just focus on a solution to that community issue. And we have other troops maybe the next year where the focus is going to be careers and engaging and connecting girls to career information. Last summer, we had a really great opportunity to partner with Dunwoody College of Technology to offer a trades camp for girls, for example. You know, is that something that all girls thought that they would love? Maybe, maybe not. But as girls were able to participate and see women, strong, powerful women in all of these different construction and trade fields, their eyes were really opened and they were able to maybe see themselves in some of those jobs.
So we heard earlier from some Boy Scouts that my colleague Joe Erickson interviewed. We also heard from some girls. She went out with the microphone there. This is Sahana, who's a 15-year-old Girl Scout, and she's not against the idea of girls joining, but she did raise this question.
First, I would wonder why they're joining Boy Scouts. But of course, I think that, once again, I want to stress that Girl Scouts provides a girl-led environment, a community with sisters and girls that you can't get in Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts is something that is, it's right in the name, you know, it's focused towards boys. And a lot of the things that girls don't understand that might want to join Boy Scouts is that you can get the same opportunities in Girl Scouts. You're being surrounded by a girl-led environment is really what's a pushing factor.
Again, that was, you're obviously agreeing with that, Liana.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, a recent study came out that really looked at female leadership, and they found that there is two essential elements that support strong female leaders, and that's opportunities to build confidence and connections to other strong female leaders. And in Girl Scouts, we do both.
Let's go back to the phones here. Kent, or I'm sorry, Kent was my first guest. Kent York was here earlier from the Northern Star Council. Liana Tessum with the Girl Scouts River Valleys. Stephen is in Victoria, Minnesota. Hi, Stephen. What do you think?
Yeah, hi. Actually, I had a question, but I think your last speaker just partially answered that. So I have one comment, which is, you know, in Boy Scouts, the patrols are led by the kids in the patrol. So the patrols right now are boy-led. I imagine that when girls are able to join Boy Scouts, the girl patrols will be led by girls. So that's a response. But just my real quick question is, I have a 10-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy. My son is in Cub Scouts. My daughter comes with me to the Cub Scout events, and, you know, they're all family-led. I'm hoping that she will be interested in joining the Boy Scouts because my understanding is the Boy Scouts, they follow sort of like a national program. So all Boy Scouts do a certain amount of camping. They do a certain amount of first aid training, everything like that. My understanding of the difference with Girl Scouts is that the Girl Scout troops are troop-led, and so if you have a leader that is particularly focused on camping or particularly focused on crafty type things, that you might end up with a girl in Girl Scouts that maybe doesn't have the same opportunities that high-perceived boys will. And I'm just wondering, can you help decide?
Do you have a thought there on that?
I think that they're, like I said, girls are interested and want to explore a lot of different topics. Crafts might be part of that at a certain time, but a core of who we are is girl-led, meaning we listen to girls. And I think that's what really sets us apart, and that's what makes the program successful.
Mary on an email here said, I am a lifetime Girl Scout, also a Gold Award Girl Scout. I think
Great.
I said Gold Star earlier. I meant to say Gold Award. I want to clarify, girls who get the Gold Award do go into the military to higher rank, an E4 in most case. As a woman, I've been involved in a career that was primarily male-dominated. Girl Scouts prepared me for the career, the ability to hone my sales skills, my critical thinking skills, and my ability to stand up for what is accurate, ethical, and right for women. So, Mary, thanks so much for emailing. Final thoughts here, Liana. Is this the end of something? Is this a bad thing? Does the earthquake strike the first day that the girls start entering Cub Scout dens? I mean, what do you want people to think about going forward as this change comes into place?
I would say is Girl Scouts always has been and will always be focused on girls. Our commitment to girls is unwavering, and that won't stop regardless of what Boy Scouts does or anyone else.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Liana Tessum is with the Girl Scouts River Valleys, which is the organization that oversees Girl Scout groups in southern Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin.